Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another evening of Blog Talk Radio with Warrior Women for God. We are just so thankful that you have taken the opportunity and taken the time out of your busy schedule to sit with us and just feast on what saith the Lord. We don't take it for granted. We want each and every one of you to know that we absolutely do love you. We are so thankful to God for you. We really do appreciate the fact that you tune in with us for Bible study, that you tune in with us for prayer on Mondays with Minister Keisha as our intercessory prayer warrior. We're just so blessed to have you a part of our ministry and a part of our lives. And just know that Warrior Women for God, we love you, but God loves you best. And we're going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go into our message on tonight, which is the refining process. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Father, we stretch our hands to you in an humble adoration, God, to just say thank you. Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the ability to breathe, for the ability to talk, to walk, to just experience, God, your love, to just experience, Father God, your peace. Lord, we just love you beyond measure. And God, we know and we understand, Lord, that this battle does not belong to us, God. It belongs to you. And Father, we will continue to just lay it on your altar. God, we know that we don't come up against flesh and blood, God, but we are every day fighting against the principalities and the evil spirits and the darkness that's in this world. So God, we ask for strength in this fight. We ask, God, for strength in the battle. Father God, we just ask, Lord, that you would just not just strengthen us physically, Father, but that you would give us mental strength, God. Lord, that you would just give us peace, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you on today. We bless you. We lift your name up. God, we just bow down before you, Father God, asking, Lord, Lord, what can I do to serve you? Father, am I on the right track? God, am I doing what it is that you have called me to do? And Lord, we will continue to just bless you. We will continue to worship you. We will continue to love on you and to just share your gospel and your word and to go out and heal the sick, Father God, and to just be prayer warriors for you. And Lord, we thank you. We bless you and we praise you, God. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the refining process. And you know, God gave me this word just on today. So it's not a word that, you know, sometimes we can be in a space and a place where God will just prepare us for things that that we kind of know about. But sometimes we are hit with circumstances. Sometimes we are hit with situations and we don't always understand the process. But on tonight, God is taking some of us through a refining process. And the refining process, I want you to think about it in a sense of jewelry. So gold has to go through a refining process, and what it does when it goes through this particular process is it reduces to a pure state. So, you know, as the gold is just straight, you know, you can find a piece of gold and it's like nothing has been done to make it more beautiful or to prepare it for its next assignment. But that's what the refining does. The refining also gets the gold to be free from moral imperfection. So I want you to think about that as for your life. So if there are things that are in you, if there are things that God doesn't want you to take to your next level, and, you know, you are experiencing test after test and obstacle after obstacle and situation after situation, and you're saying, well, my God, Lord, why is it that I have to continue to go through this? And yet God is saying, don't you worry, I am refining you for your next assignment. I am pruning you. I am polishing you. I am getting all those things out of you that causes you to be coarse, that causes you to be vulgar, that causes you to be uncouth, and I am refining you to be polished. I am refining you to be pruned for your next level. So when you think about some of the situations that you're in right now, I want you to write them down. Whatever it is, that hurt, that pain, that circumstance, that challenge, that broken relationship, those people who are lying on you, the people who are backbiting and gossiping about you and saying all these things and, you know, doing all these things to you, God is taking you through a refining process, because there is something about building your skin that he is actually speaking to me about. You know, when you go to that next level, you're going to meet a bigger devil. So you're dealing with things at a lower level right now. You're dealing with things that are not as big as they could be, right? But when you go to that next level, God has got to have you prepared for the battle. So as he prepares you for the battle, he's taking you through a pruning and a refining process. And in Proverbs 17:3, it says, the fining pot for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the heart. So today, if you were tempted in a certain situation at this level, and let's say you were able to pass it and you were able to go, you know, and say, Lord, that temptation didn't even bother me. Lord, I thank you. But are you ready for that bigger temptation? Are you ready to fight against the temptation that's at the next level? Because, you know, it might come a little bit more sparkly. It might be a little bit more dressed up. The talk might be a little bit more smoother than it is at this level. And, you know, you really have to consider and think about the fact that whatever you went through to get to this realm, to get into this season, to get into the place where you are in your life right now, whatever mindset it took you to get to this place, whatever sacrifices it took you to get to this place, whatever thinking, whatever strategizing, all those things you did to get to the place where you are right now, well, guess what? You're going to have to do even more to get to the next level, because those things are great right now. They are, you know, at this lower level. But in order for you to rise a step above, your challenges are going to rise a step above. Your sacrifices are going to rise a step above. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because God has to do certain things in your life, and if you notice that on this journey that maybe there were things at one point in time that really bothered you, there were things that, you know, you could just go through and you could break down and fall apart, but now that you're at a different level, now that God has taken you through to a different space and place, he's looking at your heart. Has my daughter's heart grown? Is it stronger? Can she handle what's going on at this level? Because when she goes to the next level, it's going to get even tougher. It's going to get even worse. And don't think that it's going to be easier, because the word of God says to
whom much is given, much is also required. So don't think for 1 minute that because, you know, God has promised you these things, that it's just going to be handed over to you like on a silver platter. That's not going to happen. But what is going to happen is that God is going to be able to bless you and to strengthen you and to refine you for the process. Isn't that something? God is working on us. We are a work in progress. I say sometimes I'm a work in process because as I'm making progress, I have to go through a process, and the process is not always easy. And when you get into that refinery season, that's the season where God begins to chip things away from your life, and he begins to just do things to clean you up, to prune you. You know how you watch these girls wear these waist trainers, right, and they're sucking things all in, and it's pushing things down to a certain place, and it's shaping and molding things, and you discover, and you're like, oh, my gosh. Well, that's the same thing with the refining process. There are things that's going to have to be reshaped. There are things that's going to have to be remolded. There are things that are going to have to be removed. But guess what? In the end, it's all going to be a blessing. Because if God was to just hand you everything, would you really understand how to keep it? Would you really understand how precious it is? You know, sometimes we go through things and we often take people for granted and we take situations for granted, even the ability to breathe, even the ability to walk, the ability to talk, the ability to just have the use of our limbs. Sometimes we take those things for granted, but God, and we just have to continue to know that even though we go through this process, that God is clearly in control. Are you being refined right now? Are you in a season of refinement? See, don't look at it as, oh, my God, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, I don't understand why this is happening and why that is happening, or, you know, why me? Why not you? Because there are many that are called, but few are chosen. And, you know, sometimes when you are that chosen one, you have to go through some hurts. You have to experience some things that don't feel good. But God is still in control. No matter what, God still says, I have this situation. God still says, I am in control. So although you are going through the refining process and, you know, God is breaking things down and chipping things away and preparing you for the next level, you have to look at it with a heart of gratitude. You have to say, you know, Lord, this hurts right now, and I don't understand it, but God, I'm asking for a little bit more strength. I don't want to be in a spirit of frustration. I don't want to be in a spirit of anger. I don't want to be in a spirit of bitterness. God, I want to be in a spirit of peace. I want to be in the spirit of you. I want to be in the spirit of love and of being able to just walk and be in harmony with you, God, because, Lord, I know that you are definitely in control. So, God, I bless you on this evening. I adore you. I appreciate you. And, you know, if that is you, if you are in the refinery season, if you are in that space where God is cleaning some things up and he's pruning some things out of your life, don't get mad. Don't get angry. Get excited. because that means he is preparing you for the next level. How will you handle it at the next level? Because the same attitude, the same mentality, the same thought process that you have at this level, you can't use it at the next level. It's outdated. It's no longer appropriate for where he's taking you. So right now, if he has you in the six-figure income and God is about to take you to seven figures, he's about to take you to millionaire status, you can't operate correctly in a millionaire status $100,000 mentality. So God has to prune some things. He has to clean some things up. He has to get you prepared for the next level in your life. And the first step that I want you to take in this process is just believe. I want you to believe without a shadow of a doubt that God is in control. I want you to believe that without a shadow of a doubt, God is going to do what he said he will do. He has you protected. He has you in his arms. I want you to believe that God is who he says he is. And you have to believe that all things work together for the good of them who love God. You have to believe that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You have to believe that you shall be the head and not the tail. You have to believe that you will be the lender and not the borrower. You know, because you have to believe those things in your mind and picture and vision these things for your life, because God is preparing you for the next level. Are you ready? If he called your name right now, would you squander everything? Would you abuse it? Would you not know how to handle it? Would you not know how to share? Would you not know how to grow it? How would you handle that next level? So the refining process, it's hard. It's painful. It's not like, you know, you can just go and things are going to happen and it's going to be okay. No, indeedy. No. Refinery means that he's chipping, he's reshaping, he's remolding, he's cleaning things up. You know, sometimes when you go to the gym and it's your first time and you get to working out and you're running and you're doing all these things and you're stretching your muscles, it hurts. The next couple of days you feel like you can't walk. Every step is a process. Every step is a challenge. But in the end, you've used some muscles that hadn't been used before. So that's the same thing that God is doing with you. He's going to cause you to use some muscles that you have not used before. He's taking his children, his chosen ones, to the next level. This next season is next level in your life, but you have to, number one, you have to believe it, you have to receive it, and you have to know, so as a man thinketh, so is he. What are you thinking about in this season? Are you thinking that you're alone? Are you thinking that God doesn't love you? Are you thinking that people abuse you? What are you really thinking about in this season? You have to change your thinking, because when you change your thinking, then your actions will line up. So when your actions line up, then your mindset lines up and everything just begins to go in place like a well-oiled machine. Are you ready? Are you being refined in this season? Is God using you and just polishing you up for things that he has for you? See, it's a different way of thinking about it. It's more than just, you know, oh, this person hurt my feelings, or, oh, Lord, I'm just so angry, I'm just so tired. No, Lord, what are you preparing me for? And when you take on that mindset, when you take on that question, Lord, what are you preparing me for? It changes the whole scope of the refinery season. Because if God had allowed Jesus to go through what he went through earlier in his life, he may have not made it to the cross. But he had to go through processes after processes and circumstances after circumstances, situation after situation. But God was refining him for his ultimate sacrifice, which was his life. So just know that God is refining you for your ultimate sacrifice of your next level. Don't give up. Don't get frustrated. Don't be angry. Don't be weary and well-doing. You keep moving. You keep hanging right on in there. And every day, you just say, yes, Lord, amen. Every morning, you wake up and you say, Lord, can you show me your purpose? God, can you make me aware of those things that you have for me at this point in time in my life? Lord, I love you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I appreciate you. God, I just thank you for all that you've done. Those things. And God is going to make it so that it's possible, so that it's more understandable in your life. So tonight, I just want to bless you and thank you so much for joining Warrior Women for God. Just know that we love you, that God loves you best, and that we are on this mission, on this journey to do his will. But do you really know what his will is for your life? Because it's not to be impoverished, it's not to be frustrated. It is to live in abundance. But you have to go through some processes. So just know that we love you. I am going to close us out in a word of prayer, and we will hope that you will join us on Monday at 8 p.m. as Minister Keisha brings us through with intercessory prayer. Please continue to keep the women uplifted as many of us are going through challenges and situations and some circumstances. But if we are all bombarding heaven on each other's behalf, there is nothing that the devil can do. So, God, we bless you on this evening. Lord, we love you. We lift you up. We thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. And, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just continue to love us, to strengthen us, to grant us grace and mercy. God, to just be who you are in our life, to just show up, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we love you and we bless you, and we will not take you for granted. We will worship and praise you. And all these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We love you all. Good night.